Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Luna wasn't too much, but that's what her experiences had taught her. Too intense, too opinionated, too passionate, too big. She worked in community healthcare. She loved her city, her neighborhood, and the life she was building. Her sense of justice was alive. Luna cared and cares deeply about people, about systems, about change, and she expressed it. Her anger, her frustration, her desire to create something better in the world. But there was this thing happening in love that she would meet men who seemed aligned at first, who said they shared her values, and then they would slowly disappear. Often after intimacy or after conflict, leaving her with a familiar feeling, maybe I'm just too much. Perhaps something in you can relate to this. You meet someone in the beginning, they seem like the perfect fit. And then the abandonment, the breadcrumbing, the ghosting, the wondering, where did it go wrong? Why is the other shoe always dropping? Because the deeper belief underneath these patterns isn't just about men or whatever gender you're attracted to. It's a belief that love can't rise to meet me, that I have to shrink or soften or become more palatable in order to be chosen. So when Luna and I started working together, we did not make her smaller. We actually worked with her disappointment, her anger, her grief. We began shifting where she was placing her attention because she was seeing the men who couldn't meet her and totally overlooking the ones who were actually doing the work. We worked on her boundaries and her tendency to rush in, to place someone on a pedestal too quickly and project her awesomeness onto them and date potential. And we started working with something more subtle. Her urgency, in a good way, to build a life. Her passion to buy a home and to create roots, but that was leading her to move too fast in relationships or to overcorrect her hyper-independence by merging with someone too soon. At one point, she realized that her work with me might actually mean delaying buying her own home, and that scared her. But something in her body knew that this was the moment to change her pattern, to stop trying to figure out love alone, and to trust me, to trust the process I've used with hundreds of people to find their partner, and she needed to trust that the right partner would want to build something with her, at her own time, at her own pace, and in alignment with her values. When she met him, she actually wasn't immediately sure. She really admired him, his artistry, his devotion to community, his depth. But here's the deal. He's an artist, and he did not come on strong. He wasn't flashy. He didn't pursue her with intensity the way other people she had dated had. He was, to be honest, a little bit avoidant. And makes sense, right? She was a little bit anxious. And this is a pattern I see again and again, one that I actually have with my husband. Someone anxious attracts someone avoidant, but that doesn't mean that has to be the end of your story. You can both work on becoming more secure together. So this guy was 10 years older, and she wondered, like, will he really choose me? Will this go anywhere? This pace is so slow. Does he even really want me? It brought up her insecurities. But this time she didn't rush. She stayed. She followed her own pace. She gave him space when needed and learned how to take space for herself. She voiced her fears with him, but without blaming him for the past and without making him responsible for wounds that he didn't create. And slowly, over the course of 3 years, something different began to form. Because she began to see that fast didn't necessarily mean real, and flashy didn't necessarily mean committed, and that stability built over time could still hold depth and desire and connection. So, yeah, they dated for 3 years. Three. It took time for him to feel safe enough to fully commit and for her to trust what he was building. It took time for his avoidance to soften and her anxiety to settle. But here's the deal, they didn't bypass the work. They earned secure attachment together. And I see this all the time in my clients. When we are willing to do the work, and by the way, it can be fun work, right? Like the work I do with my clients is super fun. Playful, exciting, full of desire and healing and growth and laughter and all of that. So that's what I mean by the work. When you do the work, you meet someone and attract someone who has also done their work. Maybe the work looks different. It might not be the exact same modalities that you've done, but you attract someone who's also into growth in their own way. They have their own interests, hobbies, desires, and things that fulfill them. So you're not creating something codependent. You're not also creating something independent. You're creating a relationship that's interdependent. Now Luna and her partner are married, and more than that, they bought a beautiful old home in her neighborhood. They lead activism projects together, and they've created a life that's rooted in community, purpose, and shared values. He brings his artistry, she brings her leadership and fire, and neither of them asks the other person to be less. This is what becomes possible when you stop asking love to contain you and start allowing it to expand with you. When you stop trying to fit into someone else's version of life, and when your fullness is no longer a problem to solve, but something that can be met and held and built with, not just for you, but for something bigger than you. And I don't know about you, but I want to live in a world where love and our relationships are expansive, where we rise to meet each other, where we co-create together. And I'm so proud of Luna and all that her and her partner are building. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.